Hey, Gerald, how's it going?
It's going well, Jerry. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. I had a beautiful weekend, man, and I saw some snowflakes come down earlier, some flurries, and it just feels good. It just made my day.
It does. As long as you don't have to drive in this stuff. Well, although it's not accumulating yet, but we'll see what happens over the next 48 hours.
All right. I know we have some big stories from the weekend. It's time for the weekend wrap-up. So what happened?
Yeah, we did a big rally in downtown Raleigh. They came by the thousands. This weekend, the NAACP brought in people from all races, from all over the country, seeking change in North Carolina. They call it the Moral March. This event used to be called the Historic Thousands on Jones Street, but it was renamed to tie in with the protests of the General Assembly that began last spring. Over the course of the 3 months, more than 900 people were arrested. The crowd Saturday, well over the 20,000 that organizers had planned for. An adult and two children were taken to the hospital Sunday after a fire destroyed their Raleigh home. It happened on Branchwater Circle in the Stony Brook North Mobile Home Park. The adult suffered non-life-threatening burns. The children suffered smoke inhalation. A man wanted for a hit-and-run that injured a motorist Saturday night was arrested after he returned to the scene of the crash. A Chevy Impala hit a PT Cruiser on Highway 64 near New Hope Church Road in Knightdale Saturday night. The driver of the Chrysler taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Moments later, the driver of the Chevrolet returned to the area of the accident, where paramedics, unaware of his involvement, reported him as a careless and reckless driver. Troopers stopped him, they talked to him, and they arrested him. 23-year-old Clinton Whitley of Middlesex, now charged with several charges, including driving while impaired and driving with a revoked license, as well as hit and run. Jerry?
Whew, that is so unfortunate, and certainly we're going to keep the folks affected in the fire, the two children, their family that were injured in that hit-and-run accident lifted in prayer. Well, what are you going to cover tonight, Gerald?
Tonight, federal investigators now know what sank or why the HMS Bounty sank off the coast of North Carolina. And the governor is promising to give teachers in North Carolina a pay raise, but not all teachers are happy about that. We'll tell you why. Tonight at 5:30 and 6.
All righty. Gerald Owen, WRAL-TV's 5 News Anchor. Thank you, Gerald, and you have a great week.
All right. You too, Jerry.